The Life of Mary Sellers. Dr. John Benson has been standing behind Mary in her fight to retain her controlling stock in the Sanders interest. Mary knows that it will provide a new start in life for her husband, Matt, after he serves his prison sentence of a year and a day. But Gerald Proust, anxious to gain control of Sanders' interest, warned Dr. Benson to withdraw his support of Mary at once. Dr. Benson refused to betray Mary and challenged Proust to do his worst. That was real courage, for Proust has threatened to remove Dr. Benson as head of the children's clinic. Goaded almost to the breaking point, Mary and Dr. Benson telephoned state prison for permission to visit Max and get his opinion of their plan to checkmate Proust through Merlin Davis. But the prison doesn't answer, reports the long-distance operator. The state penitentiary is a raging inferno of smoke and flames, and all available doctors have been summoned to assist. Somewhere among those hundreds of trapped prisoners is Mary's husband, Max. Momentarily stunned by the terrible news they have just received, Mary and Dr. Benson stare at each other, afraid to voice the fear that grips their hearts. Mary dares to break the heavy silence first.
But, John, this is nice. It's some horrible nightmare. It can't be true.
It is true, Mary. You've got to face it. I'm leaving for prison just as soon as I can.
But, John, couldn't it be a mistake? Couldn't it?
No, Mary, there's no doubt about it. Now, look here, Mary. This isn't like you. Just pull yourself together. We know that the prison is on fire, but how do we know that it isn't under control this very minute?
Max.
Maybe Max isn't even in it, Mary.
Oh, John, you're a dear, but I can see through what you're trying to do. No, don't look so worried. I'm not going to be hysterical. I have a firm grip on myself now. See, John, I'm ready to take orders. You're the doctor, John.
Mary, in just a little while, you and I have got to go out and face facts. May hurt, Mary.
John.
I'd bank my life on you, Mary. I know you can take it.
Thank you.
I'll get it, Mary.
Here. No, no, John, I'll answer. I'm not running away anymore. Yes? Oh, yes, Dr. Cartwright. Yes, Dr. Benson's still here.
For me?
It's Dr. Cartwright at the children's clinic.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Dr. Cartwright. What? Well, what does the blood test show? Yes, of course I'll hold the wire.
John, it isn't Max.
No, Mary, it's not about Max. Dr. Cartwright's worried about one of the youngsters at the clinic.
Oh.
That the girl has a rising fever. Scratched her knee on the playground last week. Infection set in. Cartwright's getting a blood test report from the lab now.
Oh, the poor little thing. Is she suffering much?
I'm afraid so, Mary. Nasty case, that. Have to watch it. Oh, yes, Dr. Cartwright. Yes? Well, that checks all right. And the blood test? What? Tetanus. Well, give her a lockjaw and a tassel at once. Oh, sorry, Dr. Cartwright. I should have known you were taking care of that. Yes, I see.
John, something's wrong.
Blood poisoning. Cartwright wants me to operate immediately.
Oh.
No, Cartwright, I can't do it. I'm leaving immediately for state prison to help out in that fire. Well, no time to discuss that now.
John, you must go to that trial.
Dr. Cartwright, I'm putting this case into your hands entirely. Consult the girl's parents. Tell them your honest opinion. Get their consent before you do anything. Cartwright, I'm putting it squarely up to you. If you're sure there's no other way, then operate at once.
John, you couldn't leave.
Yes, Cartwright. As head of the children's clinic, I'll take the full responsibility, naturally.
You shouldn't have done this to me.
Now, Mary, Cartwright's a young doctor. He has brains and enthusiasm. I think I know my man.
But, John, if he fails, if that little girl doesn't pull through, people will say...
One way or the other, people will say, John Benson has betrayed his sacred trust. Mary, believe me, I know what I'm doing.
And they'll say that he put Max Sanders and his wife Mary above his duty as a physician. John, I can't let you.
Now, Mary, listen to me. I promised Max to look after you. And that means more to me than anything else.
And that's just what you would say.
And besides, I can be of use up there at that fire. I've specialized in burns and their infections. Every minute counts. And I'm leaving for the state prison now.
Then I'm going with you.
Mary, you can't. There's no place for you.
My place is near my husband when he's in danger, John. I'll get my coat.
Very well, Mary. I won't try to stop you. Better change in a warmer dress if you're coming.
All right.
Shall we drive up there?
Mm-hmm.
I'll run down to the clinic now.
All right, John.
I want to take a look at that little girl before I leave. I'll be right back.
John, he's gone, hasn't he?
Why, certainly, Pop. I thought you were asleep.
I was, but the bedroom door was open and I heard your voice.
Oh, and we woke you up, Pop. Now, darling, tell you what. You just lie back in your chair and dream a little while longer. Hmm?
I stopped dreaming now.
No, no, Phyllis, dear, you're going to be all right. Here, let me fluff up that pillow. No, don't fret so, darling.
I don't care about myself,
Phyllis.
Oh, Mary, let's stop pretending. I heard every word you and John said just now. How can you deceive me?
Oh, yes, I didn't want you to.
I know. You didn't want me to know this. But my brother's caught in a burning prison. But even now, my own brother.
Phyllis, I love myself as much as you do. You know that. And I'm going to, and just as soon as Dr. Benson brings the car, we're leaving right away.
But I'm so helpless here, Mary. You can do something to help Max, and I can't.
Darling, you're not helpless, not in one way. You've been a brave little soul through all this trouble, and you can help Max, dear. Phyllis, just keep saying to yourself, Max will be all right. Max will be all right.
I'll keep saying it, Mary. Deep in my heart, I'll keep saying it.
And someday, when all this heartache's past and all our loved ones are together again, well and happy, you and I, Phyllis, we'll look at each other and we'll remember. We'll remember this dark hour when you closed your eyes and drifted into a quiet sleep with this one thought in your heart. Max will be all right.
Max will be all right. Max will be all right.
Mm-hmm. Mary, I just heard
Danny quiet.
So is it just falling asleep?
Oh, I'm glad of that. Well, I'm afraid I've got bad news, Mary. I don't know how to tell you.
I know, Danny. I'm leaving for state prison just as soon as Dr. Benson comes with a car.
Oh, then you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but don't worry, Mary. It's probably just a little fire. You know how people exaggerate.
I understand, Danny. I was here when Dr. Benson received the emergency call. All available doctors are asked to report at state prison immediately, and I'm going with him.
Good for you, Mary. I expected you would. But where do I change out of these overalls?
Why, Danny?
Well, I'm going with you. But just wait for me. It won't be a second.
Danny, you can't go with us.
Well, why not?
Why, your place is here with Phyllis.
Oh, I know, but Laura's here, and Daddy will come over and look after things.
But Danny, darling, Daddy's an old man, though I'd never let him hear me admit it. And he depends so much on you these days.
You really think he does, Mary?
Why, of course he does, Danny. You must stay here. Just think how upset Phyllis would be to wake up and find you'd gone off with us. She needs your strength, Danny boy, so very much.
Yeah. Yes, I guess you're right, Mary. I guess my place is right here now. Looking after Phyllis.
I knew you'd understand, Danny.
Now, I don't worry your head about things here at home, Mary. I'll see that it's all taken care of. You just go on up to the prison and see for yourself that Max is perfectly okay.
Of course, Danny, you're right. I know you'll take care of everything beautifully. Yeah. Oh, that must be John now.
Yeah, I'll go let him in. Hey, get your coat, Mary.
Well, I'm right with you, Danny. I'm all ready to go.
Good evening, Mrs. Sanders.
Oh, Mr. Proust, I'm sure we have nothing to say to each other now.
On the contrary, Mrs. Sanders, I think it's high time we said a great deal to each other. That is, if you're a sensible woman, and I think you are.
Now look here, Mr.
Never
Proust.
Mind, Danny. Mr. Proust, I'm in a very great hurry just now, and I'll not stop to talk with you.
Mrs. Sanders, Mary Southern, perhaps I should say, I want to warn you for your own good. I must speak to Dr.
Goodbye, Danny.
Good luck, Mary.
I'll wire you just as soon as I know.
All right.
Goodbye, Danny.
Very, very interesting. John Benson is about to remove himself from public life. Thank you, Dr. John Benson, for saving me the trouble. Yes, Dr. Benson, perhaps you have saved Gerald Proust a lot of trouble. What new treachery does he plan while you and Mary speed to the burning prison on your errand of mercy? Save Mary's beloved husband.